Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 86. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 91. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 80. 91 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 79.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The city of Hutchinson looking at next steps, as it's now without a city manager and city attorney. The two men who held those roles resigned Thursday morning, citing a hostile work environment after they raised concerns about the city's Recreation Commission. President Trump removes road salt and cement from a list of tariffs on Canadian imports. Senator Jerry Moran says it's a welcome move for Kansas, noting Morton Salt and Compass Minerals are both headquartered in Overland Park. And we have a traffic alert for you this morning. If you're headed to the Kansas State Fair this year, if you take westbound US 50 to Hutchinson, you may want to seek a different route or prepare for delays. KDOT says crews are working on a project on the highway in Reno County near Bueller Road. They say delays could last up to 15 minutes. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Cancer. A terrifying diagnosis millions of Americans receive every year. But American Innovation is giving patients a way to fight back and take control of their lives. Breakthroughs in cancer treatment are delivering for patients in Kansas. Therapies that once meant long trips to specialty facilities hours away can now be given faster, more affordably, closer to home. Bureaucrats in Washington are threatening to change that. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, quietly proposed a rule called the Fixed Combination Drug Policy. It sounds harmless. It isn't. It targets the faster, less invasive treatments patients overwhelmingly prefer, and it could make this innovation disappear. There's still time to stop it, but only if you make your voice heard. Ask Senators Marshall and Moran to stand up for cancer patients. Protect the treatments patients prefer and deserve. Paid for by American Commitment.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Hays man was arrested Wednesday following an investigation into alleged sexually explicit online communications involving someone posing as a 13-year-old girl. Hays police say they received information Wednesday afternoon from Colorado Ped Patrol, a non-law enforcement organization that conducts online investigations and confronts people suspected of attempting sexual communications with minors. According to police, information provided by the group indicated the online conversation began in July of 2024 and continued over a period of time. Investigators say the communications allegedly included sexually explicit conversations and images. After receiving that information, Hays police began their own investigation and contacted 40-year-old Austin Darnall of Hays. Following that investigation, Darnall was arrested on suspicion of electronic solicitation and sexual exploitation. He was taken into custody and booked into the Ellis County Jail. Police emphasized that Colorado Ped Patrol is not a law enforcement agency, and the Hays Police Department is conducting its own investigation into the allegations. Authorities say that investigation remains ongoing. At this time, Hays Police say they're not aware of any actual child victims connected to the case. As with all criminal cases, the allegations are accusations, and Darnall is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. A Hays man is facing 6 drug charges following an investigation that originally began with a reported overdose late last month. Hays police were called to a home shortly before 11 p.m. on August 27th after a woman alleged that a man had put prescription drugs into her drink. Police Chief Don Scheibler said the woman and the man knew each other. The woman was taken to the hospital for medical treatment while officers investigated what had happened. Police say investigators were ultimately unable to find evidence supporting the woman's allegations indication that drugs had been placed in her drink. The information was reviewed by the Ellis County Attorney's Office, which declined to file charges related to that allegation. However, the investigation led authorities to a separate drug case involving Christian Korb of Hayes. Korb has now been charged in Ellis County District Court with 6 drug-related counts. Those charges include 2 counts of unlawful distribution of a controlled substance. He also faces possession charges involving methamphetamine, marijuana, and clonazepam, along with a charge of possessing drug paraphernalia. The charges stem from the investigation following the August 27th incident. The case will now proceed through Ellis County District Court. As with all criminal cases, the charges are allegations, and Korb is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture is making new funding available for research aimed at conserving water and improving agricultural productivity, and several of the priorities could have a direct connection to producers here in western Kansas. KDA is now accepting applications for its fiscal year 2027 crop and livestock research grant program. A total of $450,000 is available through the State Water Plan Fund, and applicants can request up to $100,000 for an individual project. The program is designed to support research that could help Kansas farmers and ranchers deal with some of agriculture's biggest challenges. Priority areas include developing drought-tolerant crops, improving nutrient uptake while reducing runoff, increasing agricultural water use efficiency, and finding ways to make farming and livestock operations more resilient during drought and limited water conditions. Another major focus is the long-term sustainability of agriculture over the High Plains Aquifer, an issue especially important across western Kansas, where groundwater supplies remain a major concern. The grants are competitive and reimbursement-based. Applications will be reviewed by a technical committee with final funding decisions made by the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture. Applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. October 23rd. Additional information and application materials are available through the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Northwest Kansas farmers and ranchers looking for ways to improve soil health, manage water, and incorporate livestock into their operations have an opportunity to see some of those practices firsthand today in Hayes. Kansas State University Extension specialists and watershed partners are hosting a free cover crop field day today at the K-State Ag Research Center. Registration gets underway at 8 this morning with a field tour scheduled to leave at 8:30. The program will take a look at how cover crops perform under the kind of seasonal drought conditions producers frequently face across western Kansas. Specialists will also discuss ways farmers can incorporate cover crops into their existing operations and how those crops may fit into both farming and livestock systems. Other topics include nutrient management practices such as grid soil sampling and variable rate fertilizer application, along with methods aimed at protecting water quality. Participants will also hear about integrating livestock grazing into cover crop systems and how those practices can potentially benefit soil health while providing additional forage. Organizers say the field day is designed to give producers practical information they can consider for their own operations, particularly when dealing with limited moisture and drought. The event is free, and a light breakfast will be available for those attending. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Dairy is again at the center of the trade war escalation with Canada, as President Trump has banned Canadian dairy products and other goods, plus government contracts with America's second biggest trading partner. That until the president says Canada restores full and fair reciprocity for American farmers and companies.
Canada has taken advantage of us. They have ripped us off for years, and now we're turning the tables.
The order bans dairy, whey, molasses, liquor, and motorcycles from Canada starting September 29th, all in response to Canada's U.S. alcohol ban and retaliatory tariffs on $20 billion in U.S. imports after the U.S. imposed similar levies when talks broke down in August. U.S. Trade Ambassador Jamison Greer told Fox News that dairy is an old fight.
Since even before the second Trump term, they've limited our ability to sell dairy into Canada. So do we want these fixed? Yes, we do. Do we think that our dairy farmers and everyone should have a fair shot in Canada? We do.
And separately, Ambassador Greer says Chinese President Xi's visit here could result in more U.S. ag sales.
When President Xi comes, we expect that we will probably have some more announcements on agriculture and non-tariff barriers related to agriculture to incentivize American sales into China.
China has agreed to buy $17 billion more in U.S. farm goods every year through 2028 after an April Trump-Xi summit in Beijing. And before that, he agreed to resume full annual soybean buys. And the U.S. corn harvest underway as it gets the final stages of the growing season, marked though by uneven weather and declining crop conditions. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
While Kansas farmers are growing corn, Kansas Corn is working to grow opportunities. We're expanding markets for Kansas corn, supporting research and new uses, promoting ethanol, and strengthening the value of every bushel we produce. We're educating the next generation and working with policymakers, industry, and consumers to give Kansas corn farmers a strong voice and a strong future. So while you're in the field, know this. Kansas corn is working for farmers and working for you.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. In the wake of that cold frontal passage, temperatures more seasonable for this time of year across much of the state of Kansas for this afternoon. We'll still have some lingering shower and storm activity for this afternoon, especially across far southern portions of Kansas, and then confined to far southeastern portions of the state for tonight into early in the day on Friday. Friday expecting dry weather conditions for much of the remainder of the state. As another cold frontal boundary then works in from the northwest, we'll pick up a chance for some more shower and storm activity, especially from central into eastern portions of Kansas Friday night into Saturday, largely dry into western Kansas. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies with high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 80s, with our winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Into north-central Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see skies turning mostly sunny, high temperatures climbing up into the middle 80s, with variable winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see gradually clearing skies, high temperatures reaching up into the lower to middle 80s, and we'll have our winds out of the east around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For southeastern Kansas, for this afternoon, a chance for some scattered showers and storms, those high temperatures climbing up into the lower part of the 80s, and we'll have our winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into south-central Kansas, a lingering chance for some scattered showers and storms through at least early afternoon, high temperatures climbing up into the middle part of the 80s. We'll have our winds variable at 5 to 10. And back into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see gradually clearing skies, high temperatures reaching up into the lower to middle 80s, with winds turning to the south and southeast at 5 to 15. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Trade doesn't just happen. That's why the Kansas Corn Commission partners with the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council to build and expand markets for corn, ethanol, and DDGS. This harvest, while you're in the combine, we're bringing Mexican corn and DDGS customers directly to you, building on relationships that began more than a year ago. Expanding markets for corn and corn products is just one more way Kansas Corn is working for farmers, working for you.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at KQNK.com. And never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone. Classic hits Q106.7.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for today's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, we'll sell drop-in consignments here. In the calves and feeders, here's 8 mostly black steers. There's a few heifers on them. They're off the cow. Spring shots are 6 weights. Here's 69 black heifers. They weigh 800+. In the weigh-ups, we'll have our regular trotter run of cows and bulls. We're expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction today. Thank you.